And joining us this morning, Paul Stapleton, the chairman of Plymouth Argyle Football Club. And Paul, we've been hearing in the news about the disaster in Asia and something that the club wants to get involved in.
That's right. The commercial manager, Andy Budge, sent an email around yesterday saying that the club, he would like the club to do something. Perhaps he'll organise a race night and give the proceeds, and also about a collection at the ground, either at the Ipswich or Everton ground. So we'll announce it as soon as we can. We're very positive to help. See, the Premier League clubs have done very well, and all football clubs, I understand, are doing something. And Plymouth Argyle are no exception. There's people in the West Country being affected by the disaster, which is, you know, very, very sad. And we'll announce very soon. It may very well be the Ipswich game or the Everton game, but we'll make it very clear that we'll like to raise some funds to help the appeal.
OK, Paul, it's that time of year, isn't it, when we look forward to the next 12 months and our hopes and ambitions. And it must be very difficult for you and the other board members with the spiralling success that Argyle has enjoyed over the last 3 years to try and keep your feet on the ground when you look at what you want to achieve in the next 12 months on and off the field.
We did set out a 5-year plan, you may recall, in September 2001.
But you succeeded that in 2 years.
Yeah, we exceeded it, I think it's a three. And,
that didn't work very well, did it?
No, yes, thanks very much. We're very keen to do another one. I think basically what it will say is that we want to ensure that we are a strong championship team with ambitions to the next league. And there's no reason, every time we go away and you talk to people like David Sheepshanks at Ipswich, and you talk to the crew people, and even David Whelan at Wigan, I know he's splashed a lot of money around, but they're impressed by our support. Our potential is a word that's been used forever and a day, but they're very impressed with what we're doing, the fact we're laying the foundations very solidly of the future. And if we can continue for the fans to keep coming, if you lose two in a row, it's not the end of the world. You just got to get on with it and get the points the next time. And if they continue to come with us, and I've said this all the way along the line, then we'll be a strong championship team. Don't forget, there's teams coming down from the Premiership who've been in free fall, money-wise. Huddersfield were a prime example of that. So were Sheffield Wednesday, Bradford, Barnsley. All these sorts of teams have had those problems. Now, we haven't. We've slowly and surely gone the other way. And now we're competing with them. And as long as we continue that, then there's no reason why we shouldn't be a force in this league before too long. We knew this year would be difficult. We've done very well. We've beaten some very good teams. We've given a great account of ourselves. You know, to go to places, I don't know, Leicester in the Premiership last year, Leeds Premiership last year, lose 2-1 and we're disappointed, as I said earlier, then you look up and say, hang on a minute, pinch yourself. Last year you were in the lower division, they were in the Premiership. But, you know, there's no reason why we shouldn't compete with these teams and do well. And that's our aim. And, you know, I would imagine the next, if it's called a 5-year plan, we'll say something to that effect, that we want to be a strong, established. Don't forget, Norwich did work well in Europe a few years back. You know, I don't know, it might have been 10 years, but they became very strong, had a great season ticket base of 15, 16, 17, and went up to 18,000 season ticket holders. And they were able then to push on from there because they knew they had that core support that wasn't going to be fickle and float away. It was going to be solid and behind them. And I think we've tried to establish that. We've said, you know, that everyone knows that we are fans on the board and we'll work together with our own fans and we'll always speak to them. We won't hide away if we lose a few. We'll be honest. We'll tell them our approach. And hopefully it will work and we'll all stand together and we'll all get through together and we'll all proceed. This year we've got 10 league games left, starting with the top of the table coming on January the 3rd. And it's Ipswich and, you know, what a mouth-watering game that will be. Now, they're not a bad team.
They're not bad.
They can be beaten. Millwall beat them last week, so we can look up and say, look, we nearly beat them up there. And I think it was only the fact we lost two players through injury in that game that we ended up losing 3-2. We actually were amazing in that first period and we lost our two left-sided players and just the game fell away a bit. But, you know, we're not far away from what I call the good teams in this league. And you know, and I think Bobby knows that and I think the fans will know that and they'll bear with us, work with us and we'll enjoy this season. I think the football's been really much better quality than we've seen in the last 3 years, even though we've been so excited about winning championships and we've had some fantastic games. You know, you remember the Chesterfield route and the Tranmere and all these games where we've scored loads of goals and we've done very well. But the actual quality of football, the Burnley game, when we won 1-0, we had 28 goal attempts. I think they had one or two or something.
Yes.
We were outstanding.
Yes.
And, you know, the Ipswich away, we were really, really good. And, you know, it's only, and Watford's first half away, I mean, outstanding at the post a few times, but there's been periods like that where we've shown what we're capable of, and we've got to carry on for the rest of the season. We've got 10 home games. Everybody come along and enjoy it. Push us over the safety barrier. I'm looking at 52 points as being the margin required, only because 51 went down last year with Warsaw going down on 51, Gillingham staying up on 51. We're on 32 now. And this has been the same philosophy for the last 3 years, Gordon, by the way. Even when Sturrock was there, we used to look and say, well, when we get 52, we're okay. Even then, we ended up with 102, but that's a different story. But it was just...
Well, it's like I say, with your five-year plan, you set these targets and, you know, they're out of the window.
Yeah, I know. Well, you're happy, aren't you? You've had some good times.
It makes a change from going to Rochdale and Scunthorpe and those sort of places.
And they're nice people in some of those places, and Macclesfield and whatever.
They are very nice.
My little boy, Freddie, you know, he's only six, and he's seen two championships, and he's actually brought the cup home on occasions for safekeeping or whatever. And he sort of looks at it and says, oh, we get one every 2 years, Dad.
You want more now. You've got your reputation. Paul, we've reached just about the end of our time. I know that because you and the rest of the board are fans of the club, you won't do anything to the long-term detriment. That's why everything is done very carefully at Home Park, with the future always in the mind. More power to the board's elbow. You know, let the success continue in 2005. And for me, I think success is staying in the division.
Yeah, thank you, Gordon.
Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Happy New Year to all our fans, and to you.
And to you, Paul. Thank you. And to Kim and the family.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye for now. That's Paul Stapleton, the chairman of Plymouth Argyle Football Club. And we thank you for joining us this morning on BBC Radio Devon. We'll take it up, baby.